Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is January 7th, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is the first episode of 2016. This is episode 99 of the Follow English podcast. And I would also like to announce that soon the podcast will be having its second anniversary, as I started the podcast back in January 2014. And I'm very happy to announce that listeners from more than 100 countries have downloaded the podcast episodes. I was checking the stats, the statistics for the podcast, and there have been more than 50,000 downloads of the Follow English podcast. I'm very happy about the numbers and happy to announce that I intend to keep the podcast going and hopefully even increase the number of episodes per week or per month, let's say. I've been doing an average of about 50 episodes a year, so that's roughly one episode per week. And I intend to keep doing it and maybe increase the number of episodes. So today, in episode 99, I'm going to be speaking about the genitive case or the possessive case. And this is very confusing for speakers of Latin languages like Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, Spanish, probably Italian and French. I'm not too sure about that because as I don't speak those languages. And I believe that all the Latin languages don't have this kind of structure. I mean, when you have the apostrophe S at the end of a noun to indicate possession or some sort of relation between that noun and the following noun. So I'm going to talk about some different ways to use the apostrophe S, the rules when you should use apostrophe S and when you shouldn't use. And I'm going to use a book by Michael Swan and Catherine Walter. This book is an old friend of mine. I bought it back in 1998. It's called How English Works, a grammar practice book. This is by Oxford University Press, in case you want to check it out by yourself. Check it out yourself, I mean. And it's on page 66, where you have possessive apostrophe S, or the off of structure. In this case here, I'm going to start by giving you some general definition. So the possessive S structure is used especially when the first noun is the name of a person, a group of people, or an organization, a country, or an animal. In some other cases, we might prefer to use the of structure, of the book, the name of the book. If you are referring to people's name or people's names rather, you should use the apostrophe S. So my father's name is John. That's a good example. The firm's structure, the company's structure, I mean, so company is a kind of organization. America's influence in Asia is growing. So that's a country, and the dog's leg, that's an animal. Now, when you have, for instance, you have an object like a book, the name of the book, the structure of plastic, the influence of alcohol, or the leg of the table, as the table is not an animal in this case, so we, for objects, we should use the of the structure to refer to the possession aspect. We also use possessive S structure with common time expressions. For example, today's newspaper, or a month's holiday, or tomorrow's weather, 3 hours delay, yesterday's news. So in this case, in these cases, we should use the apostrophe S. Now I'm going to go. I'm going to go through six different cases where we should use. I'm going to talk about each one of them individually. And the first one is related to singular nouns. So for singular nouns, and again, refreshing your memory here, whenever we are referring to a person, a group of people, organization, country, or animal, we should add the apostrophe S in case we want to demonstrate some possessive relationship. For instance, my mother's house is next to the beach, so the house belongs to my mother. Jason's car was stolen last night, even though Jason doesn't have the car right now because it's been stolen, it's still his car. Tomorrow, we're all going to see the museum's new art exhibit. In this case, museum is an organization, so we're using the apostrophe S. The second case here is when we have plural nouns ending in S. In this case, we only add the apostrophe without the S. For example, the two sisters' house is next to mine. The plumber's tools were rusty, so the tools belong to the plumber. The players' boots were dirty and smelly after the game. So the players, more than one player, so the boots belonging to those players. Notice that the pronunciation is the same for certain possessives, like my friend's house, so the house of one of my friends, so one friend, or my friend's house, the house of two or more of my friends. So this is interesting because if you think about the pronunciation aspect, that also the genitive case might also be tricky sometimes. Let's move on to the third case. So when we have plural nouns not ending in S, for example, children, women, in this case we just add the apostrophe S as usual. So be careful not to trip over the children's toys. Or another example, the women's bathroom is currently flooded with water. The fourth case is when we have a singular noun ending in S. In this case, it depends. Sometimes, most names, we will just add apostrophe S, especially when we have the name of a person. For instance, they had a really good time at James's barbecue last Friday. And notice that the pronunciation here is James's, because I'm adding apostrophe S after the name James. And in some cases, some classical or religious name, we just add the apostrophe, like Jesus' disciples carried out the teachings of Jesus. You don't say Jesus's, but you say Jesus' disciples. Another case, case number five, is when we have possessive nouns as part of a phrase. Sometimes more than one word or noun is a possessive. The same rule as above, the same rules are still valid. For instance, the king of Sparta's wife was called Helen. So the king of Sparta is the agent, let's say, possessing the wife here in this case. Yeah, I don't want to sound sexist here, but anyway, just to explain how it works. And the president of Chile's speech was very long. Or I accidentally took someone else's bag. So someone else's. I put the apostrophe S only at the end of this group of nouns here. If there are two owners of something, like, for instance, Rick and Steve, both of them own one car, then I would just add one apostrophe S, like Rick and Steve's car is quite old. But if each one of them owns a different car, then we would add apostrophe S to both names, like Rick's and Steve's cars are quite old. Notice that I have to use the whole sentence here goes to the plural form. I have to use the plural form in the verb as well. Yeah? And finally, when we have no noun, that's the last case. This happens when we have another possessive in the sentence earlier on. For instance, her hair is longer than Jill's. So Jill's hair, but I don't need to repeat the word hair, but I have to use the apostrophe S after Jill. Also, when we talk about people's homes, sometimes we do that. We say, we ate at Bill's last night. So Bill's house. Whose bag is this? It's Jane's. I don't need to repeat the word bag. So it's Jane's bag. But again, I don't need to repeat that. Yes, well, I hope I gave you some, insights here about how to use the apostrophe S in English. And also remember that there are cases when you have different nouns like objects, you shouldn't use the apostrophe S, the name of the book, the structure of plastic, or the influence of alcohol, the leg of the table, remember those. And I didn't give you many examples with time expressions, but remember that today's paper or today's news or tomorrow's weather, remember that time expressions, common time expressions, also take the apostrophe S at the end. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. And you can follow us on Twitter. Just look for Follow English all together in one word. And that's it for today. And I hope you have a great year. Keep listening and keep learning. See you next time. Bye.